The U.S. Department of Labor issued a rule earlier this week that attempts to help employers decide if a worker is an employee or an independent contractor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports reactions are mixed among groups in the state.
The final rule uses what it calls an economic reality test to determine who is or isn't an employee. Factors to weigh include things like how much control a worker has over things like their schedule, how much money they earn, and the permanence of the job. In the past, those were all given equal consideration, and now the worker's amount of control and their opportunity for profit will be the main deciding factors. Pete Remsens, executive director of the Indiana State Building and Construction Trades Council, says he's worried the rule change would make it easier for employers to misclassify workers as independent contractors, therefore robbing them of potential benefits.
It's something that everybody just seems to want to, you know, ignore, neglect, and now the U.S. Department of Labor wants to relax the regulations.
However, the new rule wouldn't take effect until March, and the Biden administration is expected to freeze it soon after his inauguration. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.